It's Next Gen Farmer Day on ptbotoday.ca, a look at local workers in the agriculture sector who are making an impact in the community. Brought to you by Callahan Farm Supply, Alliance AgriTurf Inc., Equipment Ontario, Lindsay and Port Perry, and Kawartha Dairy Limited. When it comes to local multi-generational farms, Shelter Valley Farms, and by extension, McQuaid's Country Market, is a great example of the family that works together, reaps huge rewards together. On the family farm near Omimi, Mike and Sarah McQuaid are the third generation that has tended to its beef cattle and other products. Paul Rellinger caught up with Sarah to learn more.
We're talking about really two things out in Omimi, Shelter Valley Farms and McQuaid's Country Market. Separate kind of entities, but all under one umbrella.
Shelter Valley Farms was established in 1949 by my husband's grandparents, Iris and Don McQuaid, and then it kept going down the line. So then my husband's uncle was the next in line, and then my husband Mike, and now our son Cody. So he's the fourth generation.
And not everybody can point to being able to work with family, right? And it's kind of nice, right? That, my kids grew up in the house here. They moved off and we see them, but I don't know if I could work with them. That'd be a tough go.
There are some days where they're tougher than others, but we get through it. Usually there's more good days than bad days for sure.
And then out of Shelter Valley Farms, I guess eventually the Country Market kind of took shape.
I started McQuaid's Country Market. So I started selling chickens and beef, which Shelter Valley raises the beef for me. And then McQuaid's, we also do pumpkins and a big corn maze now. It's done amazing for the first year. We couldn't believe the outcome of people and just how supportive our community was.
Okay, so that's a bit of an overview, Shelter Valley and again, McQuaid's Country Market. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that generational aspect. I mean, for your husband, Mike, was it kind of a no-brainer that, this was going to follow its course and, it would come from the grandparent, then the uncle, and then Mike, and now your son? Things are just... It's almost like a given.
Pretty much. Yeah. Mike has been helping his grandparents ever since he was 14. So it was just kind of born into him that he was going to continue on.
What is it about the farming life that holds so much attraction? I mean, if you can speak on your own experience, I'm sure there's many things, it's nice to be an entrepreneur, right? Which you guys really are. Just being outside or, working with food, working with people.
It's honestly just a way of life for us. We love being able to wake up every day and going up to the farm and being able to work with our animals.
What guidance would you give to anybody who perhaps is looking at farming as a first time venture? I mean, there's no farm being handed down. There's no generational aspect. It's just something they're interested in. What would you say to them about, maybe what they need to do and what they should be prepared for?
I would definitely say find your niche, find something that you're really, really interested in. Go for it, but work hard at it.
Long days.
Very long days. it's a 24/7 kind of thing.
When do you open again for the season, or are you open now?
We're open by appointment only right now. If you want to purchase beef or chickens or preserves, stuff like that. For the fall season, we're aiming to be the first week of September, but we might open a bit earlier. It's kind of up in the air right now.
That's a look at Shelter Valley Farms, one of our next gen farmers.